Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're looking at using much and many with uncountable or countable nouns. On Monday, I spoke about how we use few and little. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, then you can do that now or after this episode, if you prefer. Remember that we use few with countable nouns. Few people, few books, and we use little with uncountable nouns, little time, little money. And when we talk about much and many, we've got the same rule here. With one of these words, we use it with uncountable nouns, and one of them, we use it with plural countable nouns. Which is which? Well, we use many with countable plural nouns, and we use much with uncountable nouns. It's not quite that simple, because it's a weird rule, but when we use the word much, it's only with questions and negative sentences, or positive sentences with so and to before the word much. So, for example, I can say, I have so much money, or I have too much money. They are both correct. But if I say, I have much money, that's wrong. It's a bit of a weird rule in English. I'm not really sure why it exists, but it does. So, if you want to use much in a positive sentence, it can only be used with so or to. So much or too much is correct, but you can't just say much. So if you want to express this idea, then you can use a lot or lots. I have a lot of money. I have lots of money, but not I have much money. We also use the word much when we're speaking about unspecific things. So, for example, I don't have much to do today. With many, we can use this in all types of sentences. So positive, negative sentences, questions as well, you can use many. So now we're going to practice this. I'm going to tell you a story, just like I did in Monday's episode when we looked at few and little. And there are going to be missing words in my story. And the missing words are going to be either much, many, or possibly a few. So when I say the word blank, you need to choose the correct word. Okay, here's my story. I don't have blank friends, so I asked my popular colleague how he does it. He told me that even though he doesn't have blank time, he always makes sure he does things when he's not working. He said, I have so blank hobbies and it's a great way to meet people. He told me that he plays football on Mondays, goes dancing on Tuesday, and does a pottery class on Wednesdays. He said, not only do I meet so blank new people, but I have also learned blank new skills. He's given me blank good advice in the last few years, so I think I'll definitely start a new activity. The only problem is, there isn't blank to do in my little village. Okay, that's my story. Now, which word fits in the blank? Let's go through it again and see if you got them right. So, I don't have blank friends. Well, friends, that's a plural countable noun. So, we need to use many. I don't have many friends, so I asked my popular colleague how he does it. He told me that even though he doesn't have blank time, well, time is uncountable, so he doesn't have much time, he always makes sure he does things when he's not working. He said, I have so blank hobbies. Well, hobbies, that's plural countable, so I have so many hobbies, and it's a great way to meet new people. He told me that he plays football on Mondays, goes dancing on Tuesdays, and does a pottery class on Wednesdays. He said, not only do I meet so blank new people, Well, people is plural countable. The singular is person, the plural is people, so it's so many new people. But I have also learnt blank new skills. Skills is plural countable as well. So I have also learnt many new skills. He's given me blank good advice in the last few years. The word advice is uncountable. This is a positive sentence, so we can't use much. So not, he's given me much good advice. But you would say he's given me lots of good advice, or a lot of good advice. So I think I'll definitely start a new activity. The only problem is there isn't much to do in my little village. So in this case, we are being quite unspecific. And in an unspecific sentence, you can use much, not many. Okay, how many did you get right? So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a better understanding now of how to use much and many. If there are any topics you'd like me to talk about in these podcasts, then let me know. I always like hearing your suggestions. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.